Hi, this is a dictation for Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORDHOLCOMB. Date of birth 8/8/1976. Date of service is 1/11/2022. And patient is here for a follow-up visit. Mr. Clifford Holcomb is suffering from a chronic pain secondary to a automobile accident that occurred 20 years ago, leading to severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, both elbows, and both knees. The pain in the right shoulder is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The knee is 7, and the neck, mid-back, lower back pain is reported to be between 7 and 8. And there is a history of radiculopathy to the right arm and right leg posteriorly. That is going on, involving the entire leg, S1, S2 dermatome fashion. And he reports of numbness and tingling of the second and third finger on the right side. The pain in the shoulder limits his ability to abduct the arm on 100 degrees. He's able to walk reasonably good, almost a block to two blocks. Not using any adaptive device. He had a plate and screw installation on left knee in 2000 and left elbow fracture in 2000 due to a biking accident, which has been resolved, but the pains are still continuing, according to him. He has a rotator cuff tear in the right shoulder, and he has a scar in the left elbow, 6-inch long, and also in the left knee, 3-inch long scar. He also points to the pain in the sacroiliac joints bilaterally, which is hurting in the lower back across, limiting his ability to walk and do meaningful life or else. Patient reports 50% improvement in the pain due to the various procedures being done on, making the lumbar epithelial steroid injections. And he was found to have a herniated disc in the MRIs in lumbar, cervical, and thoracic region, for which epidural injections are being tried to avoid the surgery and improve his pain tolerance. The patient reports that his ADLs are affected to the tune of 1 in the area of general active mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, deep enjoyment of life. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, he is not suffering from any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, or some memory or loss of balance or focus problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the wrist, hand, lower back, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness mainly, but also some pain in the neck and mid-back, upper back, left knee, and left elbow with slight difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no chest pain. Patient reports chest pain but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there is a moderate improvement in the pain level, but there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/101. Pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 12/09/2021. Ticket number is 121-106. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the patient with epidural injection, lumbar epidural injection, and thoracic and cervical epidural. As per protocol from the and the as the diagnosis set from the MRI, the urine drug screen was reviewed. The patient required extra medication. Last screen showed no opiate. It appears that the patient is suffering from pain due to the MRI evidence. So he has been requested to continue medication, and he had been advised to not overdose the medication. He's been advised to use marijuana in addition, and he'll be scheduled for another injection. And if we are not able to control his pain, we refer to a specialist for spine surgery. Thank you. We'll be seen in a month's time. He has been referred to substance abuse evaluation also. Thank you.